وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك أخنا إرشاد، بارك الله فيك. My dear brother, I would like to give you I would like to enlighten you about something before I give you answer for your direct question. يا أخي بارك الله فيك. If you're gonna force every single student who cannot find a qualified teacher to teach him مشافهة, teach him the Quran mouth to mouth or mouth to ear, and we ask them to only learn from the qualified Salafi reciters, I'm telling my brother, you are making for them, you force them to follow the impossible. Why is that? It's not because there's no Salafi reciters. No, they exist, but they are few, akhi. They are little. I'm talking about the reciters, not about the people who they recite the Quran. I'm talking about qualified reciters who you can learn from their recitation even through audios. You understand? I'm telling you, they are very less, unfortunately. Half. And those who they have these recordings, you cannot find the recordings that easy, unfortunately. So I want you to stand in a middle path. What middle path? Middle path is recommend for them recitations of reciters, of a reciter that they pass away among khair, and they are qualified reciters. For example, أخي الحصري رحمه الله تعالى, الشيخ محمود خان الحصري رحمه الله تعالى, he died among خير, he died among goodness with good خاتمة يا أخي. And the brother, this man spent all his life teaching the Quran and reciting the Quran, and his recitation is one of the most beautiful, strong, authentic recitation we have it in our time, in this century. His recitation, we consider it as one of the most موزونة recitation, موزونة, واحدة من أكثر القراءة وزنا في عصر الحديث, one of the most beautiful and skilled recitation in our time, in this century. He's asked if he's reciting the Quran with a major tape. You know, major tape. He's measuring everything. You cannot find this more, this is less, this. And all his letters is clear. All his ahkam is clear. He's reciting to teach you how to recite. Simple as that. So those people are very good. Yeah, for you to recommend to the students, to the brothers, to the sisters. Learn from those kind of people. This an example. Have others. If his voice not suitable for you and doesn't suit you, your voice, his voice, I'm sure have others who their voice is beautiful and they are qualified also. So and now I go direct to your question about Mashal al-Farsi. Mashal al-Farsi, you must realize that he's a reciter. He's among the reciters, his son is famous, his teachers is well known, who they teach him the Quran. But the man, yes, he have a problem regarding his aqidah. Unfortunately, he is too far, not far, he's too far. At the same time, may Allah guide him, ya akhi. And his recitation is a reciter, and his recitation quite okay. But his recitation is not that strong till will give you the ability to recite better, or will make you, or will teach you how you should recite. Is not, unfortunately. So the sister is wrong from both sides. You understand? So I advise the sister to go to a better reciters and to learn from them. Simple as that. And I don't advise you at all to memorize with people like Mashari al-Farsi, like Maher Maqi, like Sa'ad al-Ghamidi, like those people who they are actually a'immat masajid, not a reciters. But you must understand, among those levels and this category, the best among them is people like Mashari and similar to him. Simple as that. Barakallahu feekum.